sometimes you just need to shake things up. If you're sitting there feeling negative, you're feeling depressed, sad, angry, and you're doing that, you know, self-defeating spiral, sometimes you just need to shake things up and just do something. Go for a walk, get outside. Of course, sunlight is very helpful. And, you know, take up something you know you can do and you enjoy. Like me, it was the cooking. I also, between going blind and going deaf, had begun doing adventures. I started climbing mountains. I was kayaking whitewater, started running marathons. That physical activity, that sense of adventure, going to different places, different terrain, seeing the world through my feet, that feeds the soul.
Stay connected to gratitude. Hit the follow button right now and join thousands of listeners tuning in each week. We're the Gratitude Seekers. Come join us. Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Our guest from today is a former Army EOD tech who lost his vision and hearing overseas after an explosion. But that didn't stop him. He now runs ultra marathons. He owns an online fudge business and he invests in real estate. And even more so, he is here with us to inspire all of us, I believe, but especially people that have hit rock bottom, to live a better life and to make the most out of it. Welcome, Aaron Hale, to the Gratitude Podcast.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Georgian. It's a pleasure and an honor to be on the show.
The pleasure is all mine, and I really appreciate the fact that you are here with us. In my view, it could have been much easier to not do this, since even communication itself, something that we take for granted each day, is something that for you it's a bit of an effort, right? So you need to pay even more attention than we do when it comes to communication. Let me know if that's correct.
Well, you're absolutely right. Everything takes a lot more effort than it once did. You know, I've heard it say that humans take in 95% of their information visually, whether reading or, you know, scanning their surroundings to, you know, body language, and being 100% blind, left with the other senses. And then, of course, 4 years after going blind, I lost my hearing, everything except the one cochlear implant, which reduces, you know, is not a perfect replacement. Of course, it's far better than the alternative, but it reduces that information gathering ability to just a trickle. So thankfully, of course, there's accessibility devices and all of that, text-to-speech software on my computer, my phone. But I tell you what, trying to read a spreadsheet with a text, with a voiceover software, is like playing Minesweeper on your computer. So yes, you definitely need to strengthen that patience muscle. Even before, though, the cochlear implant, there was about 6 months between the meningitis. See, I didn't lose my hearing and my sight at the same time. I was a U.S. Army bomb technician, you know, the the guy that diffuses those roadside bombs, and one of them had detonated to take my eyes. But it wasn't until 4 years later, in a complication with my injury, when I contracted bacterial meningitis, and then I lost my hearing. But between the meningitis and the installation of the implant, there was about half a year of me being in complete darkness and complete silence. During that time, there was no communication. There was no none of that information input except what I could feel and touch. And my entire world ended at my fingertips during the COVID quarantines and lockdowns, and everybody was complaining about the feeling isolated. Yeah, of course, I joked. I said, "Welcome to my world." Been there, done that. But it was very frustrating. I was very lonely, and my girlfriend at the time, my wife now, she actually began writing every letter of every word that she needed to communicate with me in the palm of my hand. Of course, at the time, I was kicking myself for not having learned Braille beginning 4 years earlier with my blindness, but technology being what it was, it was kind of a dying art, and it wasn't necessary until all of my accessible devices were silenced.
Wow. I think it's really hard, or maybe even impossible, for us to actually imagine how it is for you, how it was for you in those moments, especially when you couldn't see anything, you couldn't hear anything. For me, it's very powerful, the fact that even though you went through all of these things, you still kept your sense of humor, you were still able to focus on the good things. And I think this is something that we can all learn, even though rock bottom is different for each and every one of us. And I think that that's amazing. How were you able to do that?
It's certainly one of those moments, or a couple of those times in my life, where it could have gone either way. Right after the bomb blast and learning that I would be blind for the rest of my life, and of course the meningitis and learning that I'd be deaf also, it was always those things I call my demons, that that internal voice that asks, why me? What if? Of course, this second time around, it was, when is enough enough? When have I paid my dues? When have I had my fair share? Why is this happening to me? And of course, all of that. There are no answers to those questions. It's impossible. And if you keep down that path, it ends up in this self-limiting, self-depressing spiral, and forgive the pun, but into just a world of darkness. And so I had to flip it around. I had to make it external, less about me and about others. Each time, of course, using humor, self-deprecating humor often. I got busy on things that I could do instead of telling me, worrying about what things I couldn't do any longer. Instead of saying I can't, it was, what can I do? Or how can I learn how to do it a different way? in the military as a bomb technician. I was a team leader with a two other team members, and we would deploy to overseas with a huge shipping container full of tools for everything on the battlefield that would go would explode. Everything from bullets to nuclear weapons. And if you can imagine robots, bomb suits, hazmat, hazardous material, decontamination kits, all of that. And then when we get on the battlefield, we're issued a armored truck, and it's not nearly as large as the shipping container, and we have to leave a couple tools behind, and we do a bit of a triage about what tools we need or most likely need, but we still have to do the mission. There's no excuse for not performing your duties, even if you had to leave the tools behind. And then I was in Afghanistan in my last deployment, and we were doing these dismounted patrols. We were on foot, so I could only bring what tools I could carry on my back, and my team could carry on theirs. And so it's drastically reduced what we could bring with us. And we still had a mission, no matter what hazard lay ahead of us or what challenge lay ahead. There's a book by General Jim Mattis, call sign Chaos. And he says in there, in the Marines, things being hard were never a good excuse for mission failure. And it's always stuck with me, even though today I've had to leave a few tools behind, I'm still a father, a husband, a son, brother. I was still a soldier at heart. I have all these roles to play, these hats to wear. So I couldn't just sit there and, I couldn't just sit around feeling sorry for myself. So I thought about them.
Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
And I was, of course, extremely grateful for having my fellow wounded veterans near me, supporting me. All of them fighting their own personal battles. And I thought about what they were going through. And their struggle, it gave me hope for, at least a good ending, a happy life ahead. And I got busy working on that.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And when you were speaking about the tools that you still have, and one amazing thing is the fact that you've created a business that's related to another of our senses that probably you can experience even more of, since you can concentrate more on it. And I would be very honored if you would share with us how Thanksgiving led to you creating this wonderful business?
Well, after I'd after my illness and I was back home from the hospital, I was just sitting there at my kitchen counter, and those voices in my head, the demons, the what ifs, the why me's, were loud. The way I got busy trying to be the person I know I am, despite having lost some, going senseless, I fell back on my previous career. Before I was an Army bomb technician, I was a Navy cook. I've been personal chef to a 3-star admiral in Italy. And, even though I couldn't see, I couldn't hear, I could still smell and taste. And I remembered how to cook, and I love to eat. So this was about the time our Thanksgiving holiday was coming up. And I decided that we were just going to throw the biggest feast. We were going to have a huge party, invite all the family and friends and neighbors, and we were just going to have this enormous celebration, a celebration of life, and of course, gratitude. So, it's Thanksgiving. So, I started cooking weeks in advance, and despite not being able to see or hear, I attacked it with passion. It had been 6 months since the hospital, and my wife, she noticed two things. I was standing at the stove, and I was cooking. I was making cakes and pies and cookies and batch after batch of fudge, different flavors and nuts and spices. And each time I'd make it another batch of this confection, and I would set it aside, and I'd put it in the freezer and go make another batch. And she noticed, one, that she noticed a smile on my face for the first time in months. And she also noticed that the fudge was piling up. So she started sneaking it out the front door. You don't have to be real stealthy around a blind diff guy, but she was giving it away. Friends and neighbors and a few of them started coming back and asking if they could buy some more for a birthday, baby shower, some party coming up. And the capitalist in me said, well, of course you may. And all of the sudden, we had this business, and we called it Extraordinary Delights, or EODFudge.com. It was a bit of a nod to my previous career of EOD, Explosive Ordnance Disposal. And it was a couple of things. One, I was doing something I knew I could do while I learned how to do other things. I was taking the focus off of me and what I'd lost, and I was just getting busy doing something. It was culinary therapy, and I turned it into a passion, or at least reinvigorated a previous passion. And then I was giving it. That's one of the best things about the culinary arts, is it's something that I can share with others. These creations that I can feed to others and give them joy. So it just expanded, and we figured it out on the way how to run a business. And then, of course, we had to eventually grow out of our home kitchen into a larger commercial kitchen, and the home kitchen now is the research and development lab.
I love that. Yeah, this is such a wonderful story, and I think it's so inspiring for all of us, and it's very closely related to gratitude, because when we appreciate something, when we really enjoy it, when we really put our focus into what we appreciate and we share it with others, that not just brings us hope, but it actually helps us get over some things that might limit us one way or another. And I think this is something general that we can all relate to. We have some things that if we choose to appreciate them and focus on them, we can get a lot of joy, especially when we share them with others, right?
One of the things is that we are very social creatures. We need human interaction. So, of course, being blind and deaf, of course, is, like I said, is very isolating. So it was just, it was pure, luck for me to have this skill of the cooking that there's nothing like food to bring people together. Yeah. So also I was bringing people together, and, I was giving to them, and they were pouring back into me, gathering of loved ones and being around, just friends and family. And it was definitely, it was absolutely something that I needed at that time. So it's one of those things. Of course, first it was just getting busy doing something. Sometimes you just need to shake things up. If you're sitting there feeling negative, you're feeling depressed, sad, angry, and you're doing that, self-defeating spiral. Sometimes you just need to shake things up and just do something. Go for a walk. Yeah, get outside. Of course, sunlight is very helpful. And, take up something you can do and you enjoy. Like me, it was the cooking. I also, between going blind and going deaf, had begun doing adventures. I started climbing mountains. I was kayaking whitewater, started running marathons. That physical activity, that sense of adventure, going to different places, different terrain, seeing the world through my feet, that feeds the soul. And of course, everything is a team sport for me. So even lacing up and going for a run, I need a guide. It's just not safe for me to step out and step off. But it also is that you can stay healthy, keep mobile. Physical fitness and that social interaction, adventure, all that stuff, it feeds the right places in your mind.
Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Exactly. Yeah. I'm very curious. You mentioned that you see the world through your feet. I'm really curious how you experience being outside, being on an adventure. How does it feel for you?
Well, like anything else, you use different tools, devices, accessibility aids when it comes to getting outside and going on adventures. Say in the mountain, I would be with a climbing team, sometimes on a rope team, and I would follow the rope ahead of me, my guide ahead of me, follow in their footsteps. I would often have trekking poles. I would extend them just a little bit longer than the normal trekking pole, and I would put them out in front of me like in tenting, and I would feel the path ahead of me, and I'd get a picture of that trail up the mountain. And if it got more precarious, steeper, rockier, I would just hand the end of the trekking pole up to my climbing partner ahead of me, and they would use it like a guide and steer me in the right direction. And it was funny. I had no idea that a blind person could do such things before actually going blind. It wasn't until I met a man named Eric Weinmayer, who was the first blind person to climb Mount Everest. And wow. I sought him out. I went mountain climbing with him. I joined him as he took a all-wounded veteran team up a 19,000-foot peak in the Peruvian Andes.
Oh, and my God.
We got to the top. And
wow.
Somebody asked me, "You just climbed this mountain. How does it feel?" And I did this motion with my head back and forth. It looked like I was looking around. And I said, "This looks like my living room." But it was an amazing experience. Accomplishing something wouldn't have even considered, a few years earlier. And it's the same thing with my running. I've run many marathons, ultra marathons, 100-mile races. In just a week, I'll be running the Badwater 135, 135 miles across Death Valley.
Wow.
I'll be doing it with somebody running right along beside me, a whole team helping me get to the finish line. I'll be doing it to raise money for a great cause. I have all these support systems and incredible motivators. And I don't know if I'd be able to do it just on personal accomplishment or that personal fulfillment. But the fact that I'm doing it to raise awareness and raise funds for a really worthy cause, doing it for others makes it all that much more, gives me so much more strength.
Exactly. One of the things that gratitude makes us aware of is our interdependence. And I'm sure that in your situation, you can really feel it, and you can, I'm sure you have many people that you're grateful for. Do you want to share with us some of the people in your life that you're grateful for and why you're grateful for them?
Absolutely. I told you about kayaking as well. And there's just like Eric and the mountains, there was a man named Lonnie Bedwell, who's the first blind person to kayak the entire Grand Canyon, the Colorado River, hundreds of miles in a solo boat. he also just came back from climbing Mount Everest.
Wow.
When he came down, he called me and just said, what's your address again? I'm going to send you something. He sent this little rock he brought back from the top. That's a man who's so selfless. That's a friend who's being so considerate of others. To think of me when he's doing that arduous climb up, and there could be so many other things he could be thinking of, his personal accomplishments and all of that. But he remembered to pick up a small rock and bring it back down. I'm grateful for people like that in my life. And I want to be that kind of person to as many people in my life as I can be.
That's amazing. That's amazing. To think that there are people like this in the world, it just makes you, I don't know, just think about how amazing this world is, having these kinds of people, and the fact that they, even in those moments, can think of other people, is just wonderful. And I can only imagine how it felt for you. So, yeah.
It is an incredible world, full of amazing things, great adventures, incredible people, and just amazing experiences. And just like I mentioned before, to waste time on those questions that can't be answered, the things we've left behind, the things we can't do. They shut the door to creativity. They shut, they pull up the rug out from gratitude and, turn out the lights on opportunity. So we've got to be open and we've got to be curious. And of course, we've got to be humble, because that's when imagination, creativity, and of course, gratitude come in and fill our lives.
Exactly. I love what you just said. And I was also thinking about imagination and the fact that when we think about the good things or the bad things in our life, we tend to imagine different things. We tend to tell ourselves different stories. And when we are able to use our imagination for creating a good story or a better story for us, it just takes us on a really different path. And I'm curious if you feel that you have gotten stronger in your imagination, in your ability to imagine things and to create things for yourself and for your loved ones, of course.
Well, throughout my life, from the kitchen to the battlefield, I've had to use my imagination in creating dishes, to trying to figure out how to defuse a bomb with just a hook and a rope and whatever else I had in my backpack. You have to rely on your skills and your imagination and what else, your resources and people you have around you. And it's the same after going deaf and blind. I've got to be a whole lot more creative if I want to do the things and experience life the way I want to.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And since you mentioned the resources in our life. I believe that gratitude helps us see those resources, because when we are just asking those questions that are without answer, actually, it leads us nowhere. But when we're grateful for the resources that we have, the people around us, it just creates a different perspective that about our life and about the things that we can actually do. And I think that's so powerful and it's so important. I know that Thanksgiving is your favorite holiday, and I wanted to ask you, when did it become your favorite holiday? Was it always your favorite? And whether or not this is related to you discovering gratitude itself?
Well, it's a bit of a toss-up between Thanksgiving and Christmas, because, of course, both are holidays of giving. And, of course, Thanksgiving, one is a day dedicated to gratitude. And the other reason for my, Thanksgiving is my favorite is because it's just an excuse for absolute gluttony. again, I love food. That's perhaps why I run so much. But it's a holiday for giving thanks, gathering loved ones around, and enjoying each other. And it's just, I can't imagine a better holiday better excuse for gathering than joining around the table and giving thanks.
That's so true. That's so true, because the fact is that in many situations, and I'm sure that our listeners can relate to this, when people gather together, then they tend to talk a lot about the bad things. They tend to complain a lot about what's not working in their life or in the world in general. So definitely having an opportunity to share the gratitude is a whole different story, right? Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
It reminds me of another Thanksgiving years ago when I was on my first deployment. I was still a Navy cook, and I was deployed to Afghanistan. And deployments are never, great time, right? But Thanksgiving was coming up, and I was serving a few hundred troops on this base. So for days beforehand, I would start cooking, just like I had, after going deaf with the fudge. I started cooking and baking bread at night, all different types of bread. And I would do these loaves, these huge crusty things. I'd weave a big cornucopia basket of bread and have loaves falling out of it. And then the day of Thanksgiving, and the troops came in, they saw this huge spread, again, this big feast. And it was, I knew just by the looks on their faces, it was a big morale boost to be reminded of home and hearth and family. The food is it triggers a whole lot of things. Taste, smell, visually, it brings back memories of everybody's home. So cooking on the battlefield as well as right here at home, it does something for your well-being and your emotions. And it was definitely something I was grateful to have the ability to and the skills to do for these troops.
That's amazing. It's such a big impact that food has on us. And like you mentioned, the fact that you feel closer to home, especially when you're so far away and you're in a place where it's basically hostile from many points of view. You feel that warm embrace from home, right? When you see the food, when you smell the food, when you taste the food, it's something so simple that we do every day in our day-to-day life, but we don't always appreciate. And I'm curious, aside from this, so what are some things that you are grateful for in your life?
I'm sorry, what were some things?
That you are grateful for in your life.
How much time do we have?
All the time that you need.
First, I am grateful for my loved ones, my three boys, my wife, my parents, brothers and sister, my family. They keep me alive. I don't know who or what I'd be without them. I'm grateful for my fellow brothers and sisters in arms who I've fought alongside, both on the battlefield and back home. I'm grateful for the community in which I live. In general, I'm just grateful for all the people in my life. I'm also grateful that I have my mind and my health, the ability to work and create businesses. We started with a chocolate company, and then we started investing in real estate. And now we have a couple of real estate businesses. And I'm grateful for the ability to revitalize unloved homes, give other people a place to live, and create jobs, and just breathe value and life into communities by doing what we do. So I'm grateful for so much.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's These simple things that we can all think about, we can all appreciate, that actually make us the most grateful, isn't it? The people around us, the ones that are supporting us, and just the fact that we can choose to focus on these things. But I'm guessing you might have moments when it's not that easy to feel grateful. What are some things that you advise us to do when things are harder and it's hard for us to be grateful?
Would you ask that one more time, please?
Sure. So What are the things that we can do when it's harder for us to feel grateful?
I have an exercise I actually try to do. I try to, but I'm not always successful, to do each morning. It's part of my wake-up routine. And whether I feel like it or not, if I'm fully awake or not, I try to write down my journal and my phone, three things I'm grateful for. I'm coming back to the creativity and imagination thing. It actually takes a little bit of imagination to come up with new things every single day. But just that simple act, no matter what my mood is, it just plants the seed for the rest of the day. And it helps just correct the direction of my day by a simple degree. And whether it's being grateful for perfectly brewed coffee, or grateful that I have a few more years left, hopefully, in my life. I'm grateful for simply today having the chance to do something special with it. I don't know. Wherever my imagination takes me, but that act, it releases the right chemicals in my mind, and it sets me in the right direction.
Wonderful. It's one of the best things to do in the morning to start the day. Because otherwise, what I've seen is that we tend to go on autopilot and we just keep on thinking about the things that we need to do, or start worrying about usually the things we can't control, right?
And far better than opening up the inbox or your mail email first.
Definitely, yeah. Or the news.
I can't remember the last time I read the news.
Yeah, it's very important what we put in our mind, our brain, our imagination, actually, because we create with that ultimately, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do that too. I try to write something, maybe a social media post or a blog or something along those lines. It's the same thing. Going from the three things I'm grateful for that day, to the three things I want to accomplish that day, to consider the day having been won. If I can get those three things done, I win the day. And another thing to be grateful for. And then something about my life that I can share with the rest of the world. That's one of the things about me becoming a public speaker and starting a podcast and sharing my story, is that I was once told, I don't know where I learned it. I don't know where I heard it. But somebody said that maybe one day the story of your struggle may be the blueprint for someone else's survival. That was a very fine point on why it's important to share. People want to know how, just like your podcast and you sharing other stories, people want to learn how others manage to get through the difficult times so they can figure out their own. I'm extremely grateful for having a story to share and helping others out.
That's amazing. And it's the perfect ending to our time together. Because I want to ask you, where can our audience get in touch with you? Where they can they find you online?
Well, you can find me on all the major podcast platforms, Point of Impact with Aaron Hale. And you can go to pointofimpactpod.com.
Perfect. Excellent. And where can our listeners get the fudge?
They can go to eodfudge.com.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you so much for being here, for being so open, for being so honest, and for inspiring us through your story, through who you are and what you're showing us that can be done. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, George, and thank you for having me on the show.
My pleasure.
Hey, Gratitude Seeker, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And if you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day or maybe even their life much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been George Mbenta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now.